Hey, Vamos chapter 3, Mishnah 9. It says, Shlosh Achin Esot Shlosh Nochres. Three brothers marry three unrelated women, right? Not sisters or anything like that. V'meis Echad Mem. Let's say brother one dies. V'asaba Asheni Maimar. And brother two dies with his wife, Maimar. Now remember, just to revise again, Maimar was the rabbinical marriage that he did with a document or with money. So he doesn't complete the Yavama process, but he does maimer with her, he does the rabbinical marriage with her. And then v'meis, then he dies. Then brother two dies. So brother three is sitting with these two women in front of him. One of them is from the first brother who was, you know, felt him for Yavama and then married the second brother with maimer. And then, you know, and then the second brother's initial wife. So they both fall to him. So says the Mishnah, he has to do chalitza with them, and he can't do yavama with them. Why? Shneimar, because it's quotes a pasuk in Devarim. Umeis achad mehem yavama yavoaleh. This pasuk from Devarim that says shaleah zikas yavam echad. That from this pasuk, there's a hint that he has to have one yivum, one zika bond that between the man and the woman. Velo shaleah zikas shne yavamin, and he can't have two zikah bonds to the woman. So how would there be two zikah bonds over here? If you take the wife of brother one, when brother one died, she had a bond to brother three. Then she marries brother two, this woman, and brother two only does the thing by maimar. So it's that rabbinical in-between marriage. If he'd fully completed the marriage with this woman, then you know, then it's okay. So then it would be the zikah bond would be broken with brother three. She'd be married to brother two, but she only does the rabbinical marriage in between. And then when he dies, it's as if she now has another zikah bond to the brother from the second brother, to the third brother from the second brother. See that? She has a zikah bond from the first brother because he died. Then she married the second brother who, like, didn't do enough to break the first brother's zikah bond. But then when he died, he'd done enough of a marriage thing to create another zikah bond. It's almost as if there are two zikah bonds over here. Right? You got it? No. See that? Okay. Again, when the first brothers 1, 2, and 3. Yep. Brothers 1, right. 2, and 3. Each married to 3 women. Brother 1 dies. His wife now has a zikah bond to brothers 2 and 3. So if brother 2 would do proper yavama with her, the zikah bond would be broken for all the brothers. Done, yeah. It's done. But he doesn't do that. He does like half a job because he marries her with the rabbinical thing. So is the zikah bond with brother 3 broken? No, because it's only... But by doing maimar, it's as if he's also created another... When he dies, it's as if he does...
The second brother dies.
It's as if there's another zikah bond to the third brother from him. It's as if this one woman has two zikah bonds to the third guy, one from the first brother and one from the second brother. And the rabbis don't like it. From this pasuk, they say there can only be one zikah bond. They'll use this pasuk as an asmachta, as kind of like a hint to them that they should make halacha over here. And they forbid this woman from marrying the third brother. She's got to go out free. Complicated case. That's the way the rabbis pass it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the rabbis. He says, Yavam la'ezer shietza, v'cholets l'shne. He says, this third brother can do yibum with either of the first two, with the woman, and then he must do chalitza with the other one. Why? Because he says this maimar business, this is like this is your shitta. He says either they're married or they're not married. Right? So if they're married, let's take the case again. Brothers 1, 2, and 3. Brother 1, his dies. So his wife does yavama, does maimar with the second brother. Now if they're properly married, when the second brother dies, so good, those two women fall to the third brother. And if he didn't do maimar if maimar is not marriage at all, if it's like nothing, then both of those women fall to the third brother, but one from the first brother, one from the second brother. So in that case, he could actually marry them both, because he should actually marry them both. He should do yavama for his first brother with the first brother's widow, and he should do yavama with the second brother for the second brother's widow. So that's like what you're saying, right, El? You keep saying, is maimar marriage or isn't it marriage? So Rabbi Shimon says, look, we don't know. Either it's marriage or it's not marriage. So the way you get out of it, of not knowing whether it's marriage or it's not marriage, you choose one of them and you do your vama with one of them, right? and then you do chalitza with the other one. Because either way, if it is marriage and you do your vama with one of them, okay, good, so you've done your vama with one of them. And the chalitza with the other one is in case it's the first, in case it's not marriage, in case mom is not marriage. Because if mom is not marriage, then you'd have to do yavama with each of them separately. If mom is marriage, you could just do yavama with one of them and or chalitza with one of them, right?
It doesn't make a difference which one.
It doesn't make a difference which one. You can choose any one of them, do yavama with that one and do chalitza with the other one, and then the whole scenario is complete. Let's just go back a step. Yeah, let's go back a step. Let's say there's two brothers with two brothers. One of them's got two wives, and that guy dies. So the other brother, he doesn't have to do yavama with both of the wives. He does yavama with one of them, and the other one goes free. He does chalitza with one. He can't. He can actually only do yavama with one. He's not allowed. He's only allowed to do yavama with one of the wives. Can't do yavama. So in this case over here, if both of the wives are brothers, two wives, exactly, he can only do yavama with one of the wives, or chalitza with one of the wives. But if they come from two separate brothers, then he could do yavama with both of them. So in order to cover all the cases, he does yavama with one of them and chalitza with the other one, in order to cover all possibilities, all variations, they're not covered. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says he should do. And then finish off the Mishnah, totally unrelated case. Two brothers married to two sisters, the meis echad, and one of the brothers dies. Okay, you got the case, two brothers, two sisters, one brother dies. V'achar kach meisa ishto shel sheni. And then before he does anything with that woman, his wife dies. His wife dies, right? So says the Mishnah, Reivya Sura Lea Ulamis. He still can't marry the woman. When the two brothers were alive and the two sisters were alive, so you're not allowed to marry you're not allowed to marry two sisters. When she fell for your vama, you're still not allowed to marry her because you're not allowed to marry two sisters. Even if his wife dies, he's still not allowed to marry her because at some point in time, he was forbidden from marrying her. So that we've touched on this before a few times. So that prohibition carries on. Hil v'nesra lav sha'acha. Since he was forbidden to her at one time, he's always forbidden to her forevermore.